The next patient is James Fullerton. The last name is F-U-L-L-E-R-T-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old male that is followed in this practice because of the presence of arterial hypertension. The patient has been taking the medications as follows. Amlodipine 10 milligrams every day. Furosemide 40 milligrams every day. Hydralazine 50 milligrams three times a day. Losartan 100 milligrams every day. And metoprolol. Tartrate 100 milligrams twice a day. With these medications, that is the original prescription, the patient has a blood pressure according to his log with two separate blood pressure cuffs that are very well controlled, 132 over 51, 135 over 49, 133 over 52. The blood pressure log does not show hypertension. However, the blood pressure in the office that we get is 178 over 67. I am going to follow the blood pressure at home because it's under control. Interestingly, this patient has evidence of proteinuria. The microalbumin creatinine ratio that was done on the 26th of September is 239. In the urinalysis, there is proteinuria 2 plus. So, for that reason, we are going to start this patient on Jardiance. Initially, samples of 10 milligrams were given, and a prescription for Jardiance 25 was sent to the pharmacy. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The patient is taking glipizide and metformin. Following number, coronary artery disease. He has a history of initial bypass in 1999 and a redo bypass in 2006. After that, the patient has received PCIs. By Dr. Jones in January of 2023. The patient is in very stable condition. Following number, the patient has anemia. The kappa-lambda ratio was normal. Serum protein electrophoresis and immunofixation was normal. Urine protein electrophoresis and immunofixation were normal. However, the patient has, in the urinalysis, iron determination, a saturation of iron that is just 5% with an iron of 21. This patient is taking blood thinners, Eliquis and clopidogrel. This could be a contributory factor. Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, is scheduled an upper and lower GI endoscopy for October 19 of 2023. For the time being, and since the patient doesn't have any symptoms related to gastroesophageal reflux disease, we are going to put the omeprazole on hold. We are going to discontinue the use of omeprazole. Omeprazole could impair the absorption of iron. This patient should be in iron supplementation. We are going to wait for the results of the GI workup. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia, the lipid profile is adequate. In the following number, the patient has B12 deficiency on supplementation. Following number, peripheral arterial disease that is compensated. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the results of the lab. In the face-to-face, 23 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.